Malach hamamun al ashokay soritz. The Malach that takes care of rain comes down for this world. Mamtir hashemayin mimal v'yalatoyim. Or mitachas v'koyrolahem shenem matoyim l'dhoim koyrol. Says Malach, the noise that he makes when he has to take care of making the rain come down, also that voice goes from one side to the other side. So the Gemara though, Uboyi Rabbonin Rachme and Neshama, that Bishar Shayotza Minaguf, Ubatlua. The Rabbonin were mispalo, that Bishar the Neshama leaves the person, there shouldn't be so much Kurlis. And Batlu, the Chom had a curse from a battle, that Kurlis. That's why now we don't hear Kurlis when the Neshama leaves the Guf. But really, it's a tremendous sire then, that really there should be Kurlis, Mamish going from that you can hear very far away. But the Rabbonin were mispalot. Right. The mevatel portion just means that the person can't scream then, but the pain is still there. Tanya kavosid Rabbi Sheila, hayoyt sele derech. If somebody is going on the road, koydem kriyas agever. In other words, he leaves by night before it comes in the morning, before the zekah wakes them up. Is doma b'roishay. Like the mechayev misa, it's not a good thing to do. Drashi doma b'roishay means oven moisoy aroishay. Motol shuheim esatzmoy. Because you're going by Yisrash before said, Ayetzi Yechid Laderech. Tamar Roshim of Nain Hamazikin. His Lashash to Mazikim will come and harm you at night time. So if you go out at night time by yourself, it's like you're putting your head to the Misa. So Sakona, don't go yourself alone at night. We have the Yashi Oimer, Ad Sheyishna. You have to wait until the Kriyas Agever happened two times. So you scream twice to wake them up. The Yeshem, some say Ad Sheyashlish. You have to wait until three times. Or the Ezatanago, Samashma, oh. This is the riot Reb Shaila. We're talking about the Kriyas Agever in the morning. And you have to wait till you hear it two or three times. Now, what's called the Kriyas Agever? Here the Brisa says, Ubi'ezer Tarnagol Amru. On what type of a rooster are we talking about? For Tarnagol Benini, a medium-sized rooster. You see clearly here like Reb Shaila. What is called Kriyas Agever? It's called the Kriya of a Tarnagol. There wasn't a person, it was a rooster that used to make noise. So here it says, don't go out by night until you hear two or three times the rooster calling. So there's a riot to Rav Shaila. Omer Rav Yudom Rav, Bishor Shay Yisrael Oilin the Regal. The Bashar's Klaisel used to go to the Regal. Oim Dim Tzapufim. They used to stand up one next to another. The Rashi of Nidochim, they were squashed one next to another. U'mishtachavim Ravachim. When they came down to bow down to make Yishtachavah, there was plenty of room there. They had plenty of room. Came roomy. This is one of the Nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. And they were nimshach, they were even in that 11 amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Between there and the Chaya, there's 11 amis there. That's where the Yidin used to be also in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, my Koma, what does it mean to say they were there? Hochi Koma, Afal Pisha nimshachim achas asor amo, achur Beis HaKaporis. The oimdim tzafufim, it means to say, even though the Beis Hamikdash was so crowded, that mamash they were pushed together, and they even filled up those 11 amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how many Yidin were in the Beis Hamikdash. That mamish, even in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was also squashed there. Still, Kishen Mishtachavin, when they came to bow down to make Hishtachavoya, is Mishtachavin Ravachim. There was plenty of room to make the Hishtachav to bow down. V'zeh Echad Me'asar Nisim Shinasu B'Migdash. This was one of the 10 Nisim that took place in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi says, Mishtachavim Revochim, Ugeshe Mishtachavim V'Noiflim, Nasalem Nesa, big Nesa happen, V'Yamokim Machiv, the place spread out. Had Sheyesh B'Neim Arba Amis, there was Mamish Dalar Amis in between one person and the next one. Shlo Yishoma Ish, Vidui Shachavero Shlo Yikolim. When they were Mishtachav, they bowed down, that's when they said Vidui. So Melo, that one person should not hear the way the next person is saying Vidui, and should not be embarrassed, that's why Hashem made this nest. The Avishas, they bowed down, everybody had their own Dalaramis, it became plenty of room. Rashi says, Nimshochim, Achas Asur Amma, Achur Beis HaKaparus, Nimshochim Mitev Dovkon, and since they're so squashed together, or Mispazrin HaPnei Oira, Kol Yud Alef Amma, Shemokim Vrisis Ragli Yisrael, they already filled up all Ezras Yisrael, the Tzofen L'Dorim, from Amish from north to south, that the whole Ezra's Yisrael was full already. The Yotzim Imokon Drisus Raglein Nechnosim Derech Beis Achlifos. Vein Tzidi Yehech Lekoifli Azorah. Lesofen Lodorim. Omishom Nechnosim Lemariv. Viachas Asor Amo. Sheesh Avir Achur Beis Akaporis. and that even though the Yisrael Bar Pes can't go into Ezra's Kahanim, they can't go into the Azara, but they used to go through the sides to the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there you're allowed to walk those 11 Amos. Ad Kostam Aravi, up until the Kostam Aravi, Shel Azara, Kanam Sektamidis, Firminim Loliel Bepirkin. So that's how squashed it was. At any place that Yisrael could go, it was Mama squashed over there. Still, the nest happened, that was plenty room. Trashi, my comma, Meyachas Shemishtachim Revochim, Venisravach Hamokim Adea Neis, Ato Mastiko Limshok Aspashin Achur Bet Kvar, like was one after the other. As Mashmah, since they had a nest that was spread out, that's where they had to go to the Yud Aleph Amis. Tamara says, Nahokim comma, Haivanim Shachim Achurei Areshikor, it's going before that, before the nest happened. That before the nest happened, when they bowed down, they were so squashed that they even had to go from those 11 Amos in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Achayim. There was 11 Amos there. Those 11 Amos were also filled up. And the nest happened that B'Shasta made this stop. Samar said about Zeh Echad Mi'asara Nisim Shinasa B'Migdish. This was one of the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMigdish. It's not, we learn it like this. Asara Nisim Nasa B'Beis HaMigdish. There were 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. One was Lo Yepila Isha Mereach Basra Hegdish. It never happened that a pregnant Isha would smell the smell of the burning of Basra, of the Karbonis, and she should be Mapil. Trash Lo Yepila Isha Ubro Shenesava Lecho Mi Basra Tli Kishamala Reach. A molech that happened to a pregnant Isha when she smells Gishmaka roasting meat, she has a tie that she wants to eat the meat, and if she doesn't get to eat the meat, she could be Mapil. Here by Kotrim also, it's also fatidit, it's hegdish. So her maybe the chash that she'll smell it and want to eat it, and she won't eat it, she'll be mapil. That was an essence, never happened. Anisha was never mapil from the fact that she smelled the smell of the roasting meat, and she wanted to eat it, and she couldn't eat it. It never happened because of that she was mapil. The meat of the karbonis never got spoiled. Never masriach. In the place where they used to shecht and work with the animals there in the Beis HaMikdash, you never found a zvuv, a fly there. Even though you go to Shlach to see how many flies there are, in the Beis HaMikdash you never found a fly. Shrashi Beis HaMitzvachayim, Shel Azor, in the Azor itself, where they used to shecht the animals, and then the tabos we had before, a lot of rings there where they put the heads in there, and the shecharnas they used to wash off it, the rooms, there was never a zvuv found there. La'ira Keri L'Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. And it never happened that Kohen Gadol saw Keri on Yom Kippur. So even though this was a nest, but still, like the mission before, we always tried our best to make sure it shouldn't happen anyway. And we made sure he didn't eat food, he didn't eat the wrong foods, and he was up the whole night, even though the mice was a nest, that it never happened. He never found out a psul, that's Oymer, the carbon Oymer, that mincha came posul, over shteh lechem of lechem upon him. They never found any time from the lechem upon him, or shteh lechem, there should be a psul. Shrashi, v'anim so psul b'yoymer. Shim yira b'y psul, ein achar lohovi tachtov. Shu nikta b'layla, moitzua yomtif. Because if it would have become posul b'yoymer, they'd be finished. Because you have to make the ktira, cutting the oymer, cutting the wheat, before that, the night before. V'yayn mar bin liktzer, you can't do too much. Elik fiyashia shuli sarn, only shiov ni sarn. So Mela, that was a nest that never had a push off the minchas oimer. It was always kosher. V'chein shtei alechem, nefem ne'er v'yomtiv. V'in afiyosem, deichi yomtiv. The same thing on Shavuos. If it would have come out that on Shavuos it would be posol, would be finished. Because you're not allowed to bake the chalas on yomtiv. You have to bake it erev yomtiv. V'yem yivsol, lo yofu acheres v'yomtiv. You're not allowed to bake another one. V'chein lechem upon him. That wouldn't be nice. That was a nest that whenever they made the shtei lechem and lechem upon him, it never came out of psul. It was never found to be possible. Right? In this nest we just had, oimdim tzafufim, they were standing, the oil of people went to the regal in the Beis HaMikdash, they were standing squashed one next to another, or mishtachim revochim. When it came to bow down to say vidui, when this happened, there was plenty of room there, everybody had their own daladamas. And the snake or the akrav never hurt anybody in Yerushalayim. When people used to go to Eilu Regal, nobody ever said, "Oi, it's too tsar, it's too cramped for me to go to Eilu Regal." Everybody had enough space to live in Yerushalayim. Pesach for the Gemara Kasha, Pesach for Migdish. We start off saying 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. V'sayim Yerushalayim. The last two things that would happen in Yerushalayim, that the snake didn't bite anybody in Yerushalayim, and people never said it was Tali Amokim, it was too crowded in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara, Ika Tate Achronas, it's like a true. We want to count now really 10 things in the Beis Hamikdash. I says these last two, and he has another two things. But this is not part of the 10. I wears the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Ika Tate Achronas, the Hamikdash. There's another two things also that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Titania. It never happened that rain never put out the fire that was on the Atzim Arocha, on burning on top of the Mizbeach. The Oshin al Arocha, who had in the smoke that came up from the Arocha, from the Mizbeach, Afilu kol Arucha Shabarlam Boyus, Umanash Shabois, Boy Ein Mazizois Oisoi Mim Koimoi. That smoke used to go straight up. No matter how many winds came and never pushed the smoke one way or the other way, the smoke always went straight up. This was another two nisim after the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, we have 10 in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, Vesulek is a true, there's no more nisim. For Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Shemaya, Bekalnboy, Shivrei, Klicheris. Anytime you used to break a Klicheris in the Beis Hamikdash, when it became possible that you couldn't use it anymore, if they cooked the Korban Chatas in the Klicheris, so afterwards it became nicer, you can't use it anymore, so you have to break it. So what did they do? They used to throw it someplace. It is Nivloyim Bim Koyman. It was always nivla, be swallowed up in the place. Didn't have to worry about cleaning it up. Wherever they broke it, it went on the ground, right there, it was swallowed up. The Yom Rabbaya, Mayroa v'noitza, from the oifois, that they threw away the Mayroa and the noitza and the wings and the feathers, v'dishim asbech apnimi. When they made the truma sadeshen, v'dishim amnoiro, and they're cleaning out the menoiro, when they put the ashes, was nivloyim bim koimam. They used to put it down, and in that spot where they put it down, it used to be swallowed up. So the chur, it's an S. So why is this included? We should have more nisim. And the Gemara psulei tlosehevi. The three psulim we had before, the lechem aponim, and the oimer, and the shtei lechem, chashvinu b'chad, make it only like one. Semela apik trei v'yalu trei. Take out two and put in these two. For the Gemara yochi, if that's true, that you don't say over the same type of nisim, yochi bluyim nami trei hevi. We just got finished saying two types of nisim, things that are swallowed up in its own place. Blinami tray heavy chashvinin, tray heavy. And the Gemara nechnami chashvinu bechad enechnami. These last two things that we said that are swallowed up in its place, those nisim is all like one nase. Abazoy for the Gemara chosulhu. Abazoy if you count this as one and all the psulim as one, so we're missing a few more. And the Gemara ikanami achriti. There's another nisim, another nase that was said happened in the Beis Hamikdash. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi nase godel hoya nasa belechem aponim. With the lechem upon they made every Shabbos, that they put the 12 chalas on the shulchan, that silukai kisadurai. The same way when they put it in fresh on this Shabbos, when they took it off the next Shabbos, it was just as fresh. Shenem the pasuk says losum lechem chaim b'yayim hilkachai. That the same way you took it, the same way you put it in, that was the way you took it out. So that was another nest that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. For the more of a su lechem is nothing more. The Amar Rab Levi. This we had over from our fathers, told us, we have the Seinu, that Mokim Oren, the place of the Oren in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ain't a min amida. That's not from the Mida of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, it was a nest of Bechal, the Oren got in there. Shrashi, Mokim Oren, ain't a min amida. Ain't a toifis, lamayit mimida sachlal, shobayis klum. The Tanya, Oren, shosu Moshe, yeshtai eser amas, avi lechoruach, tishanitim biyemtsa beis hakaporis. That the whole thing was on 20 by 20, and the Mokum Oren didn't take up any space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that was a nes. Vaitam, v'yomer avnoi, omar shmuel, kruvim, also b'nei soyoimdim. There was also a nest that happened by the Kruvim. Drashi, Gufaya Kruvim, the wings of the Kruvim, Shasa Shloimoi, Aimdim Beoritz, Eitzel Oren Echod Betsofen, the Echod Bedorim, Ochinafayan Esramama, Prushais Mikir Okir, Knafsiv Knafa Kruv Chamishamis, Nimsa Sakanafayan Machrikas Kolachlau, Nimsa Uveya Guf, Eno Menamida. Haste, if the wings took up the whole space, so how do you have place for the Guf of it to get there? Elamai was also a nest. That the crew who fit into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a nest there. So crew, there are two more nisim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara, nisid de broi kochoshim. We're talking about the nisim that happen outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or the nisid de gavoi lo kochoshim. We're not talking about what happens inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shrashi de broi mebachutz biyazor, nisam yeduyim lakoyim. That's what we're talking about. But not what happened inside. We're only talking about nisim that happen outside. No, nisim de broye kachoshim. Nisim that happen outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that people see, that we're talking about. Of the nisim de gavoy, the nisim that happen inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that nobody sees it, only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, like kachoshim. For the Gemara Yehoshua, if that's true, lechem aponim nami, nisim de gavoy hu. And the Gemara, it's also nisim that happened inside the Churitz in the Kodesh. And the Gemara, so Lukhura in the Kodesh also, not all the Yisrael were able to go there to see it. And the Gemara, lechem aponim, nisim de broyhu. No, the lechem aponim was also nisim that happened outside. The whole Klal Yisrael used to see the lechem aponim. The Yomer Resh Lakish, my disciple, what does the Pasuk say? Ala shulchan hator. For the Gemara, tor mechlal shutomei. As mashma the shulchan is tor, mashma sometimes it could become tomei. What does that mean? That kliyetz oslo nachasu. The whole kliyetz oslo nachas ain't a makabel tumma. Shrashi oslo nachas. Shein mitalto. Something a kli that you don't move around. O kliyetz linya tumma hukash the sack. A kli, a keli made out of wood, has the same malach like a sack, like a sack. Shinema mikol kliyetz oi beged, oi sack. Now ma sack mitalto molivarekin, just like a regular sack. You can move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Af kliyetz, that's what type of a kliyetz, a wooden kli, is makabel tumma, only if you can move it around, molib reikin, when it's full and when it's empty. The af magav de shulchan mitzupa bezov, even though the shulchan has gold on top of it, of a batu tzipul agabe, it's batu to the ikur of the shulchan. The ikur of the shulchan was wood. Tereminu mishloi chagiga. Shani shulchan akari rachim on eitz. The Torah called it an eitz. We have a kasha, the pasuk is mashma, that the shulchan should be tor. Mashma, the shulchan could become tamei. So we have a kasha, how could the shulchan become tamei? The klal by kliyetz is, it has to be something that you can move around. His kliyetz oslo nachas. It was made only to leave it in one place.